Hey Tony, what is up, my guy?
What is up? Ah, shit, I have this trash ass profile pic, but whatever.
Got any stories? This is a guest, Tony. We are having him today. Well, I'm having him today. Okay, James can't join because he's talking to Joey.
Okay, so
Oh yeah.
it's.
It's just gonna be me and you, okay, guy? Oh my guy.
Yes, sir.
So you got any stories for us or
Okay, well, I'm just gonna ask what type of story, just to make sure I'm not saying anything.
what? Any type of stories. It doesn't really matter. I just say stories from my past and other people's past, what they've told me. Just do stories on here. We talk about life. We do whatever, pretty much.
Okay, so I have a pretty damn fucked story to tell. So this starts on the day of Christmas. I was chilling. Woke up.
You want go to the bathroom. You woke up.
Life was pretty
Ready?
normal. And
Okay.
then all of a sudden my dad rushes in my room all fucking pissed. Talking about I accidentally left the goat pen up. If you don't know, I used to have a farm. I accidentally left the goat pen open and some wolves came and killed their asses. And so what happens next is freaking comes in really fucking mad. I know obviously I didn't damn do it. So after getting my ass whooped, I thought it was over and I went to my room, my brother's room. Because he was with me when I was doing that. And he obviously knew he did it, but he wasn't gonna say shit, because obviously.
Yeah.
And what happened? I thought it was just gonna be a regular day. I just got mad next to Lee, my brother. After I got beaten for no fucking reason. And then after that, it even turned worse, because he decided he had a fucking enough. It's Christmas goddamn day, and this man is pissed off for no fucking reason. And he decides to grab all my shit, my PS3 at the time, that was the latest, my games, all freaking. I had like over 50 games at least. He grabbed my freaking phone as well at the time. I'm trying to think. He grabbed a lot of pretty much all my shit that I valued. Threw it in a goddamn fire and watched the shit burn. And I was pretty fucking devastated at the time. I thought, oh, my life is fucking over. I had to take time and relax before I did something retarded. So I went out. It was like a neighborhood type place with dirt roads everywhere. So
Yeah.
I took a walk down that like square dirt road, like so it's like a rectangular type shit. I walked around that like I don't even know how many times because I was so fucking pissed and I was trying to calm down. Didn't end up working because I came back really pissed and I grabbed his fucking fishing shit. And I threatened that in his face. I grabbed his fucking fishing shit. I was right next to the fire. I was like, motherfucker, you fucking broken all my goddamn shit. I think it's about time I get back at you. And I threw his fucking fishing shit in the damn fire. And it turned into a fight. And I got a couple of good punches out, but I ended up getting my ass whooped again. And pretty much, also I forgot to say that he burned all my Christmas shit too that I got from not even him. He burned my shit from my grandma, from my uncle. You pretty much know all my fucking family members. And I have quite a bit of family members because I had a lot of shit in
Yeah.
there. And it was a very
Sorry.
fucked up shit. And what ended up happening is, after finally, like eight years of me being with that asshole, my mom decided finally to break up with his ass, and we moved on pretty much. So that's pretty much one of my worst Christmas times I've ever had.
Here, can we finish the episode in a minute? Family problems, you know, usual.
What happened?
Can we finish the episode in a minute?
Yeah.
10 minute break, yeah. All right, so where we left off last time was when you were at the end of your story about when your dad, when you threw the fishing poles in your in the campfire or whatever, the fire in the house.
I burnt his shit. That's what I said. I burned all his fishing shit.
Yeah. I mean, I could feel what you meant, but then I could feel the pain of his fishing shit too.
What do you mean?
I fish a lot.
You fish a lot? I like fishing as well, but I really wanted to piss his ass. I love fishing, actually. Cool.
Dude, I have like 13 of them.
Well, I only have one. I'm not. I definitely fish, but I don't fish that often.
I mean, I just walk down to the river every weekend or whenever I feel like it and just go fish.
I don't have any lakes that in my area, so.
Well,
But
there's just a
when I go fishing, I definitely enjoy it. So.
shit. The
But
cat is
anyway,
attacking. All right, you got a story or no? Oh my God.
this is gonna take a little while. I'm just like start talking. I swear to God, I'll pull up a story in a second. Oh
I will tell
shit.
that 10 minute break took a 3 day, 4 day break.
Wait, what?
Love how we said last time was a 10 minute break. We're gonna take a 10 minute break. Turns out to be 3 or 4 days.
Well, actually, I think I got one. It's not really long though. And it's
Hey.
not really that easy. It's just me talking about my old self. I used to see. When I was younger, I used to actually like, I was told that I have to get with a girl. So obviously, I was trying to, as like, this is in second grade, my dude. Nobody gave a shit about girls. I was like, friggin' trying to get myself one, even though they really didn't even know what the fuck I was calling for. I didn't end up getting anywhere else. We became friends. I used to hold her hand all the time, but I was labeled a fucking loser.
Because you
Anyway.
couldn't get a girl in second grade.
What?
Wait, you got labeled a loser because you couldn't get a girl in second.
Yeah, I got labeled a loser because I had a girl in second grade. Even though we weren't like, again, I wouldn't call it dating though.
Yeah.
We
So
just fit.
this is the funny part. This is the funny part. Me, when I was in second grade, I wasn't even thinking about girls. I was thinking about playing little soccer. I thought about playing soccer. I was in a soccer team. Believe it or not, they accepted me with my fucked up leg. But I was in a soccer team. I'm actually pretty decent at soccer. I say I'm like Ronaldo, but I like soccer. So pretty much what happened is that I was focused on playing soccer, and we finally had enough time that we were able to, hey, we're able to go to finals. I ended up breaking my ankle, and I kind of fucked that up for the whole team. But it was like, It was just like an elementary thing. It wasn't really anything worth. I mean, like, yeah, you'd get a little trophy, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know how they can get mad at you for breaking your ankle. It happens to even pro players.
See, it wasn't me breaking my ankle. That's the thing. I got pushed off a roof.
You got pushed off a roof.
Yep.
Who the hell pushed you off a fucking roof?
Some bitch named Aiden.
Something. So wait, so Aiden's a girl?
Aiden's a girl.
Oh, I thought I was to say. Anyway.
Aiden pushing off fucking roof.
Anyway.
Anyway, they got mad at me. I got yelled at by my dad because, hey, we had fucking insurance that paid for all of it. But he got mad at me because I couldn't sit there and let him, like, literally. It's hard to explain. Because, for one, wouldn't let him really, if he tried hitting me or anything, there's just cops all around. Because I could have died from the fall, because how small I was compared to that fucking roof. It was like a three-story building.
Yeah.
So we didn't, I shouldn't probably even be alive right now. I can say that for a lot of things. I got pushed off my because the here's the thing. This is when we were dealing with like child protective services, like majorly to be dealing with child protective services. So pretty much what will happen is that, well, fucking what's it called? I'm trying to think. So pretty much they would always come in the house, check everything, see if any of us had bruises. And me, I used to get a lot of bruises from him and other things. But they knew I wasn't going outside, and if I got a bruise, they knew who it was from. So we got took away when, like a year back, a year prior, beforehand, we got took away. I got beat the shit out of again because anywhere I go, I guess I get abused. They beat the shit out of me there. It was fun, you know, getting that. It's totally fucking fun. Still dealing with CPS right now. Because of my brother. Usually I wouldn't be really saying I'm this is foretelling stories, pretty much, but all right. Do you have another story?
I can continue to explain the other one. That
That
was
one.
like, so basically, this kid came and confronted my ass because I was becoming friends with all the girls and explained why I was such a big loser to me in my face. At the time, I was in public school. I was in public school all the way to fifth grade. Then I like went to homeschool. That shit didn't work. Went to private school for my whole middle school years. And then I now am in high school, public school again.
Anyway,
But that's all.
hey, but how look at it now. You're in high school and you can get a girlfriend and you won't be counted as a loser.
Yeah, but I'm more focused on sports right now.
I know you got that basketball career, that's going for you. I'm really hoping you get into NBA. I could make a joke, but I'm not going to. Because that would just be rude. So, pretty much, that they called you a loser because, for one, you were hanging out with a girl. Am I right, Tony? Bro, are you there? I think Tony got out. Okay. Well, was it? All right. Well, I got a story about. All right. Sorry, everyone. We had a couple to a little bit of technical difficulties. We're back now.
Okay.
So everyone made fun of you in second grade because you had a little friend that was a girl.
I had like four, actually. Anyway, I'm not trying to fucking flex. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel bad now.
God
So,
damn.
it's like a couple things, because you said you never had like a true girlfriend.
No.
You had one?
No, I did not. I like had
Okay,
one
so
boy have
I've dated way too many girls. I like dated, and then I had like a couple of friends per se. We'll just say friends. Some close friends.
Okay.
Okay, so pretty much what happened is that you had four in second grade.
What
Tony,
the? What happened? I thought you guys cut off.
you had four.
Me?
Yeah,
What
in
happened?
second grade.
I had to what?
You had four friends that are girls in second
Yeah.
grade.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah. Okay, so pretty much, why would they make fun of you?
I don't know. I guess I was a fucking loser because I had girlfriends and nobody else did. Not girlfriends, like fucking friends.
Friends or girls? You could just say girlfriends.
Yeah. And we used to like do a thing where since we all were on the bus and we went to the same place, we would sit in the back. I would call like one would sit on the side, the other two would be on the other side, and I would be on that one, like on the side. We would just be talking all fucking like the way back home. And I got jumped because I don't fucking honestly don't even know. But anyway,
Because Ho's mad.
so anyway, we used to play shit like Mercy. We used to play. I
Here's
don't
a
even know
fun
what we used to play.
only lost Mercy once. I only said Mercy once.
What
And
did
that's
we start?
like anywhere other than the pressure point, like right on your shoulder. Like squeezing that shit. And me, I never played Mercy with like fucking people that were my age. So that too. I always played with older people, like my stepdad. But mostly people would squeeze my hand, like squeeze the shit out of my hand. One time they almost broke it. So with me, I can withstand a lot of pain. I live with pain. You know this. I showed you my leg, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah, so I live with fucking lots of pain.
Wait, so
But
just a question.
so it takes a lot to make me hurt.
What about if I was to tase your ass?
That's a whole different fucking story. That shit would probably make me electrocute. Probably won't hurt as much. Just electrocute. Because me, I've. Okay, so there's these pain things that my mom put on her back. Well, I put them on my fucking body, which. My uncle Aaron, he died from huffing air duster. He put it on his testicles and it shot a big ass load. Well, I put it on my arms and shit, and I put it on the highest setting, and that shit would zap the shit out of me. And so I was like, fuck it. I was 11, 12. I said, fuck it. You know, I'm putting this on my fucking hand, putting it on the highest thing. I put it on the fucking highest thing. Pretty much my hand like clenched up into a fist, and I punched the shit out of my brother. Like his fucking mouth, like all of it was bleeding.
You punched the shit out of who?
I punched the shit out of my brother Quavy because I had it on the highest fucking thing, and my hand clenched up into a fucking thing, and I had a muscle spasm, and it hit him right in the fucking mouth. So his mouth was bleeding, and he has gingivitis, so it's easy to make his mouth bleed. But that shit was just like his fucking gums are fucked now because of like he has to have a scar because of
Well, damn.
that.
Anyway, I was a bitch, honestly. I haven't played Mercy in a long ass time, but I was a fucking bitch. I was getting wrecked by these ladies, fucking girls. I was getting wrecked by.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, not even the fucking older guys liked me, bro. I swear to God, when I was fucking younger, I remember this time. This fucking dude came up to my ass with a fucking look like he was about to murder me because his fucking girl said that I looked cute. I was fucking in second grade. This
Okay.
man is retarded, bro.
Think of you being in third grade dating a 17-year-old.
Bro, that would
That
never happen.
was whack. Like, bro, I'm not even playing with you. That was fun as fuck.
What you did,
Yeah, I dated a 17-year-old when I was in third grade.
bruh? You out
I
here,
was flexing too. I was flexing too. She picked me up for her car, and I was like, yeah, fuck y'all. I remember one time, with me, I was always like, I always was in trouble, but I always acted so fucking innocent. So I'd get in trouble, and I'd be like, I didn't mean to do it. I'm sorry. They started it. I remember this one time, like my gym teacher, like he was fucking great. He was cool as shit. Well, I got lied on, said that I beat the shit out of a kid. And I was like, I didn't even do it. But I was like, you know, if I'm gonna get blamed for this, then I'm gonna actually do it. I'm gonna beat the shit out of someone. My gym teacher was like, I know you didn't do it. I seen the person who did it, but still, just don't ever get in a fight. I was like, all right. So I used to call him Brian by his first name. I said, hey, Brian, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I'm actually a bit mad. He and I said I'm gonna go fight someone. And he was like, all right, go ahead. I'm not gonna let you get in trouble. Like, I'm not gonna say anything. Well, pretty much I walked over to the person, hit him right in their nose. They were crying on the ground, pissed. So the only time that like really like he stopped me out of that whole thing was when I kept going and I kept kicking him. And like he was like, all right, well, the first two kicks are good. But after I just started kicking him repeatedly, and I remember this because the cops were called, like his parents called the cops on me. So now apparently he has problems. I think I probably broke one of his ribs. Now he has rib problems or some shit.
My God, what the fuck did he do?
So I was just stomping on his ribs, kicking his ribs. Because he was in the like fetus position, holding it like his face and shit like that, and so I just kept stomping like at the rib cage, and I remember this because I almost weighed like 200 pounds, so somebody like weighing almost 200 pounds, that's fat, kicking you and jumping on you pretty much, is gonna hurt.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing this podcast. I enjoy, and you know, not a whole lot of people listen to it. I actually think only like three people listen to it, but you know.
Yo, seriously though, what the hell did that guy do?
He lied on me.
He lied on you?
Yeah, he lied. He said that I beat the shit out of someone and I didn't.
Holy shit.
They sued the school win loss. The gym teacher still is the gym teacher. He's like fucking cool as shit still. I remember because I went to the school because I live by it again. I went to Washington Elementary. Walked over there. I said, hi, do you remember me? He was like, yeah, Gare Bear. Because I allowed them to call me Gare Bear by my nickname. And he knew me when my aunt was alive. So I thought he was, I always looked up to him. I thought he was really the coolest person ever. Still do. He's fucking awesome.
Fucking gym teachers are always the best, bro. I swear to God.
Oh no, like out of, he was the only cool one. The rest were assholes.
Well, I had a fucking gym. I'm just saying, from my personal experience, I had a fucking gym teacher. We played basketball all the fucking time. This man was like, he was on my fucking side, even if I did some stupid ass shit, bro. And plus, he used to do some stupid ass shit with us. I'm like, guy, this man might be retarded, but he's fucking
There
cool.
was like school helper, school assistant that was cool as shit. He let us cuss like all the fucking time. He was cool. And so like one thing got out of hand with me and one of my friends, because we were just sitting there cussing at each other. And this was when like I got pulled out of school because of like one of the middle schools, because I sold a phone and I ended up getting knives pulled on me by a whole bunch of people. So, like, he was fucking hella cool. I kind of wish I would have stayed in that school and not get expelled too much. Well, I didn't get expelled. I just got pulled out by my mom because she didn't think it was a safe school. And I really wish I didn't, because I knew a whole bunch of people going there that knew me. There was this girl that I didn't see for like 3 years. And I do miss her. Her name is Mariah. She's pretty cool. Her mom owns a shop downtown, so it's always cool. I may stop in there, say hi. Probably in a couple of
I wish I used to, like, I used to know. I wish I still know, bro. It's unbelievable, dude. I used to live in this fucking neighborhood. Shit went down in this neighborhood, bro. I'm talking about when you see your fucking Florida man shit, bro. This shit happened like almost every, at least every week. Some crazy ass shit happened. And
Try
everybody.
every day, crazy ass shit happened.
And wait, what?
Yeah, I've never really lived in a great neighborhood. Never, ever.
Yeah.
Unless I lived with my dad, and that's when I lived like, and this is when I lived through, like, there was once that I lived in a good neighborhood. But this is, that's only because I was living with my dad.
Well, anyway, so basically, this crazy ass shit happened, and it was with me and him. We were like, sorry to become part of one of the fucking crazy ass motherfuckers that were there. They used to do stupid ass shit. Like, this man used to go up to the fucking owner of like the whole place, drunk as hell, and used to beat the shit out of this dude. And he did nothing about it. I don't know what the fuck was wrong. Why don't he even kick his ass out? But maybe he was desperate for money or something. But the man would literally go up to this dude, beat the shit out of this dude. I'm not even kidding. He's fucking bleeding. Not every week, but like it was like consistent, and he never kicked his ass out. So that's just something. Anyway, what else? Fuck, trying to think. So one time when he was doing that shit, my friend had a great ass idea. To go into the fucking the place he lived and take some of his money. This man had no fucking clue where this dude's money was. I don't even know where we never found that shit. He got busted, but I fucking got away with like I got the fuck out of there. Luckily, he didn't snitch on me, and I didn't know shit about it.
See, here's the thing with a lot of things. I don't really trust people. Like when I do that kind of thing, I usually do it alone. I have a mask that, like, I've put. Yeah, like when I'm getting ready to go in a house or something, I have it like in my back pocket. I remember this because this was like in like just abandoned train. This was a couple months ago. It was like a abandoned train, so I went in it. I looked through a whole bunch of things. Well, I found something that I didn't really think I would want to find, I guess.
Will you find a dope?
No, I found a gun with
Oh shit.
a drunk guy right next to it, and it
Oh
says,
no.
if anyone finds this, pull the trigger. Like, grab the gun and pull the trigger. I was like, all right. Well, this man's, I have a mask on, I have my hat on, I have my glasses on. I might as well just loot this motherfucker like it's a video. I'm sitting here, like, looking through his pockets. And he wakes up, grabs the gun, aims it at me, puts it right to my fucking head, and he's like, I will pull the trigger. And I'm just sitting here laughing my ass off because I'm like, are you drunk? And I am like, maybe, slurring his fucking words. And pretty much what all happened is that he's sitting there in literally a train car with a fucking gun aiming right at my head. And with me, I'm not that type of person to take some shit like that. I moved the gun away from my head and I tripped him and just started kicking his fucking head. And it was so funny to me because he just aimed a gun at me.
Goddamn.
So pretty much what I got away with, I got away with fucking assault. This man's got away with assault, almost the fucking murdering a child with a deadly weapon. Well, teenager. Fucking, I'm sitting here confused as shit because I was like, all right, I didn't want to come across this shit. But I got away with some fucking stolen money. The guy's ID, I ended up going home, cutting into a whole bunch of pieces, throwing it away. Well, I found out it was a person's dad that I knew. Not
Oof.
gonna say his name. Don't
Oof.
really want people looking at him. But it was a person's dad that I knew. I was like, oh my fucking God, this guy is gonna be messaging me, yelling at me, getting pissed off.
How does he know it's you, though?
Well, but here's the thing, he didn't. He messaged me and he was like, do you know what happened with my dad and you? I was like, yeah, I kicked the shit out of him. And he was like,
Cold.
good. Because he
Good.
like found out through his mom because his dad abandoned him a year behind. So he was like, well, fuck. Thank you. He was thanking me for a fucking terrible deed that I did.
Welcome. Should happen.
And I'm trying to change how I act and how bad I am. I was trying to be a nicer person. Of course, it takes a fucking while because you have to keep trying and you're just an angry person that's pissed off easily.
I get
But he thanked
green
me.
about
I fucking, I was like, all right, no problem, I guess. Don't talk to him that much anymore. I mean, I'll message him like once every couple of months. But a lot of people know me around in plain view where I lived as just the fucking homeschooled crazy bitch. Just a homeschooled crazy bitch. Just because I've been homeschooled for since 7th grade.
I was homeschooled and I didn't like that shit 'cause
Oh, I enjoy it. I don't gotta do shit. And I'll do my fucking schoolwork once they give me it on a fucking sheet of paper. Then I'll do it.
I
But if
don't,
you don't want paper,
but
then I'm good.
I don't like it 'cause it just for me it takes longer to do than actual school. Like, I don't know what homeschool you do, but I do Florida, well, I used to do Florida Virtual, and that shit was,
Computer?
yep.
Oh, I used to do that. It was fucking bullshit. Still never gave them my computers back. Didn't take the money out either. I stole like four of their computers.
Well, shit. Well, then, the hell is that? Anyway.
Yeah, they tried locking me out the computer, and luckily, I know how to fucking decrypt shit. It was fun to stop doing that. Trust me.
So anyway. Oh wait.
No, you say first.
So big. Well, where I left off was that pretty much I would love to have like friends that like that do that shit, because you have to have a good ass fucking friend when he gets fucking caught and you luckily escape and he doesn't fucking rat your ass out. Because that's why I say I would probably want his ass around, but I don't know what the fuck happened to him. For all I know, he's fucking dead, but.
Surprisingly, I'm not dead. And I already said the how I'm going out is by my own fucking hand or by age or cancer or something like that. Medical reason or my hand.
I might get kicked out.
You might get kicked out of your high school?
No, I might get kicked out of the fucking shit because it's saying trying to reconnect.
Oh, shit. Well, I think it's getting close to the time that we end it.
Okay.